Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Our Galactic Family podcast. My name's John Wilkinson, and I channel a group that I call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the sixth lesson of the Sing Your Soul's Song class. This lesson is called Understanding Your Soul and Human Self. The intention for this lesson is to give you some tools to help you understand when you're talking to what a lot of people call their higher selves, what my guides call our soul self, and when you're just talking to that part of you that was hurt, that part of our human self that's stuck in the past. For a lot of us, we spend a lot of time believing or being intuitive, that we're getting all this intuitive guidance from our higher self, when in fact, a lot of the time, we're just talking to that part of us, the human self, that's feeling hurt. And this part of us wants something to happen to make it right. And when it doesn't happen the way we believed it was going to, we end up getting frustrated and angry that this guidance that we believed we were receiving from our higher self doesn't happen. And it becomes easy to feel like we were lied to or betrayed in some way. And for a lot of us, we hang on to this feeling of frustration and anger. And this is ultimately what creates the blocks. And for some of us, stops us from even wanting to talk to our higher self. During this channeling, my guides will be sharing with you their own insights as to why this may be for some of you, and also some tools to help you begin to understand the difference as to when you're talking to that human part of you and when you're talking to what many of us call our higher selves, what my guides call our soul self. I'd like to move us into the channeled message now. And after the message, there will be some exercises for you to do that are intended to help you work with your human and soul self, to help you understand what your soul's song is and what may be stopping you from singing your soul's song. So I invite you now to take a moment and get comfortable, and the channeled message will begin shortly. We wish to speak to you of integrating the other aspects of your soul into your current reality as you take steps to discover who you are as a human. Don't be surprised to find that you also discover parts of who you are as a soul as well, as the goal is to create harmony between the two and to integrate both aspects that create who you are, and to allow seamless communication between the two, allowing you to understand what your soul's song is. The integration period follows your awakening period. And for many, you are jarred awake quite suddenly, catching you off guard in a lot of cases. It's important that after the awakening stage, that you allow your human body time to rest and integrate with your soul body. Your soul self is like the parent, teaching and guiding your human self which in this scenario is the child. Now, there are things children are not ready to learn about. When they're at a certain stage of their development, especially in their vulnerable years. And that's where a lot of you are at in this moment. You are at the stage of your development when there's a lot you're not ready to know about. We know that you say you're ready to know it all, but your human self is still but a child. And your soul self needs time to teach your human self many lessons. And this is what the integration period entails. Many of you will go through an initiation period as you learn to listen to your soul self. You can call this your higher self if you prefer. Now, the communication between your soul self and human self may in fact seem very sporadic, even chaotic to some of you, as the events that unfold in your life may seem very painful, as your soul self attempts to teach your human self some important life lessons designed to keep you on the right path, to enable you to understand what your soul's song is. Your human mind can be very stubborn, as it attempts to analyze things it can't yet comprehend. And for many, you just end up making things worse. And a lot of you go through a period of pain and suffering, as your soul self attempts to teach your human self what you're here to do. Many of you will fight this entire process, as your human self will naturally try to cling on to what it believes the truth is. It's natural that some of you will kick and scream and throw these hissy fits as your soul self attempts to guide and communicate with you and get you to go where you're supposed to go. And more importantly, get you to do what you're supposed to do. Your soul self is patient, but also understands that your time is limited to get your human self to sing your soul's song. And sometimes, for those who are especially stubborn, you will end up losing much in your lives when you won't listen to the wisdom of your soul self. To integrate your human self with your soul self requires you to listen to your feelings. This sounds easy in theory, but harder than most of you will admit, as many of you get lost in your wounded past and only listen to those feelings that keep you stuck in the pain of your past. Those are not the feelings we speak of at this time. Instead, to listen to your soul self, we encourage you to listen to those feelings that light you up inside. To learn to listen to your heart more and what makes you feel happy and free. Those are the feelings we want you to listen to. In those briefest of moments when you allow yourself to feel happy and free, that's all your soul needs to impart volumes of information to your human self. It may take your human self days, weeks, months, even years in some cases, to compute and comprehend all the information that was being shared. What do we mean by all this? Well, we mean if you focus on those moments of happiness and freedom, that is the doorway to allow your soul self to communicate with your human self. Don't expect it to all make sense, at least not at first, as it's common for an overload of information if you're a novice at this. And just opening up to this communication with your soul self. The integration period of your soul self with your human self involves the healing of your wounded past human self. In order for you to create harmony and have clear and concise communication between the two parts of yourself, understanding your wounds will assist you in dissolving the attachments you have created to your wounded human self. That part of you that is still living in your past. Let's elaborate for a moment. Many of you try to convince yourselves that what your wounded self wants to have happen is your intuition or a message from your soul self. And you find yourselves getting frustrated and angry when what you perceive as visions and intuition of what is supposed to happen doesn't happen at all. Because you were so sure this was your soul self guiding you, this is where many of you create the blocks that stop you from even wanting to talk to your soul self. Because you may feel like you've been misled or even lied to. You haven't been lied to, and you haven't been misled by your soul self. But it is, in fact, your wounded human self that is misleading you into believing something that isn't true. If you learn to understand the difference as to when your human self is speaking to you and when you are in fact hearing the voice of your soul self, then your soul self can assist you in removing the blocks and the limitations you have placed on yourself. We know it will take time to understand the difference between these two parts of yourself. As we stated before, listen to your feelings. We should say that your soul self will use emotions and feelings that light you up inside. And for many, your wounded human self will be living in the past, focusing on the pain and the suffering, the negative experiences. Now it's important to understand that your human self, while part of a larger being, will in fact have different needs, desires, and wants as its own separate identity from your soul self. It's our intention to assist you in creating a dialogue with both of these aspects of yourself to enable you to strengthen the connection between the two. We want to take this one step further with you all and share with you our understanding of how you can better understand your soul self while you're in your physical reality. We must first say that for a lot of you, your belief system of what exactly your soul is may be challenged. We have been discussing with you two parts of yourself, two aspects, two components of what would make up your soul. What we would call the whole you, or your whole soul, if you will. The first component is what we have been calling your human self. Now imagine a circle in your mind's eye. Now this circle represents your human self. Now for a lot of you, you may only believe there is this one physical reality, the one that you're currently experiencing. But the truth is, there are many versions of you, of your human self, having different lives, different experiences, in what you would perceive to be a parallel reality. So now take that circle and divide it into a few different pieces. And each one of these pieces represents another part of this human part of your soul. And each one of these pieces is another you that exists in an alternate reality. And all of this makes up this part, this component of your human self. Now, draw another circle outside this part of your human self. Now, this circle represents what we have been calling your soul self. Some of you may call this your higher self. This part of you that knows everything. Now, how does this soul self know everything? It knows what will happen, what could happen, and all the different possible outcomes, because there is another you, your human self, that is living out these alternate choices, timelines, and possibilities. And your soul self is in direct communication with all these different yous. And it is the aim of this soul self, what we have described as the parent in the relationship between these two parts of yourself, to guide you and help you take the simplest, gentlest road possible in order for you to achieve and experience everything that you have decided to achieve and experience before you incarnated in this reality. It's our hope that you now have a clearer understanding of the human and soul self. Of course, the complete model of your soul and all that you are is far more complex and has many more layers, but we feel this is a good place to start. To clarify, what your soul self is attempting to do throughout your life is to give you the best experience possible by pointing you in the right direction. But in order for that to happen, you need to do your part by healing your wounded past version of your human self and learn to listen to your soul self by following the feelings your soul self is revealing to you. Remember, those are the feelings that light you up inside. Those are the feelings that make you feel happy and free. And understanding that your soul self is only giving to you what your human self is ready for, what it can handle and accept. Because your human self, remember, is very much like that small, innocent child. And is still in a very fragile state. So we must go slow. Now, what do we mean by following the feelings of your soul self? The feelings it's revealing to you. We are speaking to you of how your soul self will invoke feelings of excitement and passion to you to get you interested in something that's important, something that might help you sing your soul's song. This is intended to motivate you, gently push you in the right direction, a direction you need to go. Follow those passions in your life and pursue what you're excited about and watch as more of the puzzle of your soul's song is revealed to you. That does conclude the channeled message. Now, I'd like to spend a few minutes with you to give you an opportunity to practice communicating with your human and soul self to help you sing your soul's song. I'm going to give you a few different questions to write down and ask these two parts of yourself. Now, the way this is going to work is I'm going to give you one question at a time. When I give you the first question, you're going to write it down, and then you're going to spend some time communicating with your human and soul self. So what we're really doing here is we're starting to learn how to channel these two different parts of ourself. Before we go any further, please make sure you have some paper and something to write with so that you can write down the questions that I'm giving to you. Now, the first question is for your soul self. And remember, your soul self is that part of you that a lot of you will consider your higher self and is taking on the role of a loving parent. The first question is for your soul self. And the question is, what do I need to know about my soul's song? I'll repeat the question one more time to give you a chance to write it down. The question is, what do I need to know about my soul's song? Now, once you've written down the question on your piece of paper, all I want you to do is very gently just close your eyes with that question in mind and ask your soul self the question. Some of you may call this your higher self or the higher mind, and that is completely fine. We all have our own different word for this intelligence. But we are connecting to this higher intelligence that is a lot like a loving parent that loves you unconditionally and only wants what's best for you. I invite you now to spend a few moments in the silence of your mind and connect to this part of your soul. And when you're ready, just opening your eyes and just writing down the answer to your question on your piece of paper. Don't think about it. Don't overanalyze it. And please pause the lesson here to give you an opportunity to write down whatever comes to you. This next part of the exercise deals with your past wounds. As a lot of times, we're actually talking to the part of ourself who was really hurt and stuck in the past. So this question is for your human self. It's important to talk to both the human and soul self, as both of these parts of us have their own personalities and their own needs and wants. And learning how to communicate with both of these aspects of ourselves will assist you in singing your soul's song. So the question for your human self is, how can I help you let go of our past wounds? I will repeat the question one more time. The question is, how can I help you let go of our past wounds? And just like before, when we are connecting to our soul self, all I want you to do is just close your eyes and connect to that human part of you by setting the intention that that's what you're doing and reciting the question in your mind. How can I help you let go of our past wounds? I invite you now to spend a few moments in the silence of your mind and connect to this part of your soul. And when you feel ready, just gently opening your eyes and just writing down the answer to your question on your piece of paper. Don't think about it. Don't analyze it. Just write. And again, feel free to pause the lesson here. And now we have a follow-up question for your human self. What actions do I need to take to facilitate letting go of the past wounds? Now I will repeat the question one more time to give you an opportunity to write this question down on your piece of paper. The question is, what actions do I need to take to facilitate letting go of the past wounds? And what we're really asking our human self is, what actions do we need to take in order to help us heal? What does this part of our soul want us to do? It doesn't mean that this is the right course of action, but it's important that we open this dialogue to this part of ourselves. So following the same approach as the previous question, just gently closing your eyes, setting that intention that you will connect to this human part of you, and asking the question in your mind, what actions do I need to take to facilitate letting go of the past wounds? I invite you now to spend a few moments in the silence of your mind and connect to this part of your soul. And when you feel ready, gently opening your eyes and just writing down the answer to your question on your piece of paper. There is no right or wrong answer here. And again, feel free to pause this lesson right here so that you can write. This next question is for your soul self. And please write this down. And the question is as follows. How can I help my human self let go of the past wounds. And I will repeat it one more time. How can I help my human self let go of the past wounds? I invite you now to spend a few moments in the silence of your mind and connect to this part of your soul. And when you feel ready, just gently opening your eyes and writing down whatever comes to you. And again, feel free to pause the lesson here. And right. And then we have a follow-up question for your soul self. What actions do I need to take to facilitate letting go of the past wounds? One more time, I'll repeat the question. This is for your soul self. What actions do I need to take to facilitate letting go of the past wounds? And again, just taking a moment to connect to your soul self, and when you're ready, writing down the answer. And that does conclude today's lesson. I do hope that it helped you. And I look forward to seeing you all again very soon.